USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
California Senator Kamala Harris is gaining a lot of attention today after taking on former Vice President Joe Biden in last night's Democratic presidential debate. Harris scored some major points after challenging Biden on his statement about working successfully with segregationist senators to get things done and questioning his opposition of busing students back decades ago. President Trump is meeting with world leaders while at the G20 summit. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump in Osaka, Japan for the G20 summit, where he wagged his finger at Russia's President Vladimir Putin earlier today. As the two sat beside each other for a photo opportunity, the president asked if he would be telling Putin not to meddle in American elections.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Supreme Court has announced they will take up the controversial issue known as DACA. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The issue is over the administration's attempt to dismantle the program that impacts almost 700,000 immigrants called Dreamers who entered the U.S. illegally as children or came with families that overstayed their visas. Mr. Trump ended the DACA program in 2017, prompting several protests, including litigation that involved three federal districts and two appeals courts that blocked the attempt to dismantle the program, while one district court ruled in Mr. Trump's favor. The program remains in effect until at least June of next year.
Georgia is now being sued over its new abortion law. The law bans an abortion once the fetal heartbeat can be detected, which can occur as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and the Center for Reproductive Rights all have filed a lawsuit challenging the law, requesting a judge prevent the law from taking effect, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
With a little bit more on one of our top stories of the week, on Wednesday and Thursday, we had two Democratic presidential debates. They were split up into fields of 10 each night. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz shares on Fox News Channel's Hannity his thoughts on the debate.
Look, the debate last night, the clown car is broken. There's no brake, and it only steers left. I gotta say that was scary last night. It was scary to see the Democrats, every one of them, falling all over each other to get further and further and further left. You saw the Democrats, you just went through it in your monologue powerfully. You saw them embrace late-term abortions. You saw them embrace 70% tax rates. You saw them embrace socialism. You saw them tell the American people they want to take away everyone's health insurance. And you saw them embrace open borders. One of the most disturbing exchanges is when several of those candidates began saying they wanted to eliminate the provision in law that makes it illegal to cross the border, that makes it a crime to cross the border illegally. Now, Sean, as you know, last month, we apprehended over 144,000 people in the month of May crossing illegally. Well, the Democrats' solution to that is, well, let's not make it a crime. There we go. The problem goes away. That is open borders. It's irresponsible. And it is sadly where the Democratic Party is today.
The next Democratic primary debates are set for Detroit on July 30th and 31st. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.